Question number 563. Is it counted as davening in a minyan if there are not 10 Shomrei Shabbos Jews present? Is it mutter to drink non-mavushal wine that a tinnik shenishba touched? Does he have the din of a mechal Shabbos before Hesia? Is it permissible for a woman to kiss the Sefer Torah? Okay, first of all, regarding counting people who are not Shomer Shabbos, but are basically tinoko shenishba, meaning that they never were frum or brought up not to be frum, and therefore can be considered like tinoko shenishbu. It's better if you can have a minyan of Shomrei Shabbos, and surely by Kriyas HaTorah to have the main seven aliyahs, people who are Shomer Shabbos. But in a time of need, many poskim hold that one can count a non-Shomer Shabbos tinik shenishba to a minyan and even give him an aliyah. And the same thing goes for drinking wine touched by a Mechal Shabbos who's a Tinok Shenishba. There are heterim to drink that wine in a time of necessity. If one can avoid it, better to avoid it. I once asked Rav Moshe Feinstein if one can boil wine to prevent it becoming asur from a Tinok Shenishba, and or he doesn't boil the wine and Tinik Shenishba touches it, which is better regarding Kiddush. It's better not to make Kiddush on boiled wine. On the other hand, there are opinions that say that a Tinik Shenishba prohibits the wine. So Moshe told me better to make the Kiddush on the boiled wine than to rely on the heter of a Tinik Shenishba touching the wine and it being permitted. But in the case of necessity, one can rely on that heter and drink wine that was touched by a Tinik Shenishba. Is it permissible for a woman to kiss the Sefer Torah? According to our minig, women at all times in the month are allowed to come to shul and to daven, and the only thing it says is that she should not look at the Sefer Torah when it's being held up for Hagbah, but it doesn't seem to mention that she can't touch the Sefer Torah or kiss it.